A few random notes from my diary today. Do you remember our security scare over the Ramblers the other week? Well, Doris and co. sorted it out by hitting them with twigs until they decided they might quite like it at Butlin's, Bognor. I phoned up the HQ of the Ramblers, but the bloke who answered the phone just went on and on and on. There again, that's what Ramblers do, isn't it? Walk and talk and go on and on and on. Oh, also, I spent a little time meeting the people, yes. I do it occasionally. Kev, the chauffeur, drove me at his usual breakneck speed down the cobbled motorway. Anyway, to cut a short story long, I espied a new cheese shop called Gorgonzola, which I thought was quite witty. He was selling off a new brand called Armageddon Cheese. The label just said, best before end. And some people do ask the daftest questions. Someone came up to me and asked what I thought about doing voluntary work. I said, I wouldn't do it if you paid me. Silly sausage. And me, a royal too. I love wildlife, you know, which is just as well because Doris's vest is full of it. And I was shocked on my royal tour to see how small the offices of the RSPCA were. There wasn't room to swing a cat.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the boost it needs and reach across the island. Email our team today, marketing@vectisradio.fm.
And so, in conclusion, I didn't realise you were there. I'm just rehearsing for my speech at the annual meeting of the Clumsy Club tonight. I thought it'd be a nice change to crack a few jokes, break open some booze, smash attendance records, and other things that clumsy people do. By way of an update, in the last week, I have sliced my finger on a piece of paper, scraped my scalp on an overhead beam, tripped over several curbstones and glared at them after, and got into a high state of perplexity trying to fight my way out of the porch after kicking a broom over, which then knocked a pile of logs over, which jammed shut the door behind and in front of me. What a nightmare. Oh well, should be a good session tonight. There's already a long queue of members waiting to get in, standing stock still, bless them, with their arms wrapped around their chests, determined to avoid doing anything which might harm their chances of surviving the day. One rude gentleman, you have to laugh, is walking up and down with trays of glasses, shouting insults at them, but no one has risen to the bait yet. Oh, ouch! Doris, I just stabbed myself with a biro then. Oh, look, I am blue-blooded after all.
We are your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Some people think they're so clever, don't they? I was busy cleaning out Doris's knicker drawer today. I rang the builders and said, can I have a skip outside my mansion today? And he said, do what you like. Jump up and down if you want to, mate. I'm not stopping you. Well, that's charming, isn't it? I certainly won't be giving him my coveted by royal appointment sticker for his reliant Robin pickup truck. Instead, I have decided to give it to the person who invented the crossword puzzle. The trouble is, I can't get his name right. First letter's P, the last letter's R, and I think there's a T in the middle. Oh dear me, I'm struggling, I am. If you want to meet me at some stage, I will be making a royal appearance at a well-known superstore called Tesco. Vectis Radio, who I'm charmed to say are pleased to carry my diaries and broadcast them to the world on 104.6 FM and online, Vectis Radio are selling books at Tesco's from March the 16th. So do come along and buy some, because every little penny will help to keep this wonderful little radio station going. Isn't that nice? And of course, the more money you raise, the more likely they are to pay me huge amounts of money to do this show. Perfect. It's called a circular economy, I think. Anyway, until the next time, toodaloo.